This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make your money. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live today, 2 hours. And we're delighted to be with you. Justin's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan is with us in Studio D. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Did you have a good weekend?
that's a story I'm going to have to tell you about later.
Okay.
But you might tell my voice is a little different today.
Well, that's why I asked.
Yeah,
it sounds like you've been coughing and hacking and a little under the weather.
Well, I switched over to Ezekiel bread to be a little bit more on, the healthier side. And if you've ever eaten it, it's a bit drier.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally inhaled a piece Wednesday morning, and it blocked off my airway. For a while, I thought I was going to have to get Becky to, try the Heimlich on me. But I managed to get enough air in to cough it out. But I have been basically coughing ever since. So my throat's a little sore. My sides are hurting. So if I stop in the middle of a sentence, it's because I had to cough. I'll be back momentarily.
Okay, we're glad you're with us, John. So, John, I am at the financialstateoftheunion.com at the news tab, and for those who'd like to follow along in class with us, all you have to do is go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, click on the news tab, and we'll be in sync. By the way, I've been doing some investigative reporting and investigative journalism about where our freedoms have gone. The fines, the rules, the codes, the fees. And I really don't like what I'm seeing. And I've crashed a few meetings. And I find that I'm hardly welcome at these meetings, even if I don't say much. And we'll talk more about that later. But for the next month or so, I am going to be just arriving at different meetings that are taking place that are engineered to reduce our freedoms, steal our money, and shackle us financially, put us into poverty. I don't like it. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that over the next couple of weeks as I put the pieces together. But there are many people who just do not see what is happening in our country. They just don't see it. And we're trying to wake them up. So, John, where would you like to start?
Well, let me just do a quick run through the tale of two droughts that we've been doing for a while. Basically, Texas has stayed about the same. Nobody's in drought, just a smidgen that's abnormally dry out in West Texas. However, we've finally seen a little change in California. It's still 100% in drought, but the categories have gone down about 2 or 3%. So there's marginal improvement, but everything that was category 2 and above is still category 2 and above. And I've got a link called El Nino, which explains why it's not going to solve the problem. They are just so far behind in water that they need to be inundated by many, many more storms. The good news is they did get some snow, so that will help with some water this summer. But the situation is it's not going away anytime soon. But the category that we haven't gotten to in quite a while is spy tech, and I know how much you enjoy that. So I thought that's where we'd start off today.
That's one of my favorites, spy tech. So let's see, I'm moving into the spy tech section. All right.
And AI Masters Go. And we've talked about how artificial intelligence has done a good job with chess, which in many ways a fairly simple game. It just has a lot of permutations to it. We've seen how another artificial intelligence, Watson, has dominated humans on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Google's artificial intelligence beat the grandmaster of Go, which is a far more complex game than chess. There was a setup for a 5-game challenge, and the artificial intelligence won all 5 games and will battle the top human player in March for a $1 million prize. So the news about artificial intelligence, to me, just keeps getting worse and worse. And, to think that we're going to be able to outthink the machines, I think what things like Jade Helm have done is to analyze how we think, so the computer's going to pretty much know what we're going to do before we do it. And even if you don't do that, they know what your next alternative is. So it's going to be interesting if we end up on the other side with all this technology in place.
John, as you say this, I was thinking about all the spying that's going on, and what a great boon this this artificial intelligence is going to continue to be, and will continue to enhance the capabilities of those who are spying on us. And if we just ratchet it down to a very simple spying that I noticed recently. I was in a room where there was a meeting going on. It was a government-type meeting. And in this government meeting, it was open to the public, and I kind of just wandered in. And what I saw was a very, very soft sell on how the police are alleging that they are there to help us. And the more things that we see and the more anomalies that we see and report to them, the better their response capability can be. They didn't say will be, can be. And in one of these particular meetings that I crashed, there were one-way mirrors, like you see in interrogation rooms. So there were multiple windows, huge windows, where I'm sure the audience in this meeting, believing that they are good little villagers, being taught on how to spy on other villagers and how to report on other villagers, they in the meeting, as well as me, and we were all spied upon through this one-way mirrored glass. So they don't, the The blue team does not leave any stones unturned in their quest to monitor us, to record us, to figure out how we behave, and to track us. And keep that data, you know, for as long as they feel like. It's horrible. So now when you talk about the new artificial intelligence programs, algorithms, and computers, this does not seem like a good thing to me. It's just another horror that we are going to face.
Now, that's basically what the Internet of Things is. It's the monitoring of everything. And on the corporate side, it's probably just going to be mostly used to try to figure out a way to get more money from you. But on the government side of things, it's all about controlling your life.
Well, that's how I see it. I see it as control. I'm seeing, in my travels, I'm seeing more blue lights on vehicles. I'm seeing more vehicles. You know, John, I heard the term in this meeting, this government meeting with the police, cages. The word cage, C-A-G-E. And this particular cop, and actually it wasn't even in blue, he was in black, a black uniform. Actually, it seemed like the building was, or the room where I was two colors. It was white and black, a lot of black. I'm talking about the desk black, the vertical component of the counter was black, the trim. Everywhere you looked, it was black. The uniforms were black, the belt, gun belts were black, the holsters were black, the guns were black. But one of the guys who was leading the training of the villagers was saying that he wanted to arrest somebody, but he didn't have a cage. He wanted to arrest someone, but he did not have a cage. That's their term, a cage. So that is the back seat. Actually, it's not even a seat. It's this curved piece of plastic where they throw you in, and it has bars on every surface that is glass. That's the cage. That's what they think of us. They are the ones who put us in the cage. And if you get a chance to see one of these cages, it's pretty intimidating. And at some point, I think the other team will find out what the inside of a cage looks like. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We will be right back.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, what would Monday be like without Captain John Reagan? It's great to be broadcasting with you, John. Please continue.
Well, I kind of stole from the post office motto a little bit on the next link. Neither fog nor gloom of night. And the article is about how the feds are installing facial recognition cameras to identify pedestrians through night and through fog. You know, so if you think that you're going to be able to hide yourself from these critters, they're developing more technology to get around that and identify who you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, John, most of our broadcast class knows that we live on a farm. And we've been taking the unusual steps of locking our gate. Closing and locking our gate. Now, obviously, these MRAPs could just come crashing through the gate. But what we're saying is, you know what? We're not interested in having visitors who are from the blue team. We're just not interested. And I really, John, I just don't like going out. I really don't like going out. If you go into any store, they've got cameras everywhere. Everywhere you look, every store. And the interesting thing about where they have a lot of the cameras, it's over the cash registers. Because the stores don't seem to trust their own employees. They certainly don't trust us, but they don't trust their employees as well. As a matter of fact, I'll probably tell a story tomorrow about how I was entertained recently by four four employees of Best Buy. I won't tell that story today. Maybe I'll tell you tomorrow. Four security guards at Best Buy and the store manager felt that they needed to meet with me. I just couldn't understand what they were trying to tell me. It's very difficult to understand directions from these people who wear these security uniforms. But we'll talk about that maybe tomorrow or so. What's next?
Well, let's slide down to control where okay. I've got a link. Thou shalt steal. The IMF recommends that indebted governments confiscate citizens' assets. Isn't that just nice? And the sad thing is that's not even going to make much of a difference, because what these indebted governments need is cash. And, you know, even if they confiscate the real estate, confiscate the stocks and bonds, they can't just readily turn that into cash. There's not a lot of cash just sitting in accounts out there. So even if they go through, steal all the retirement accounts, small amount of cash, and they may be able to transfer some of that into cash in the beginning, but who out there has the money to buy the assets to give them the cash? You know, we're dealing with the economy of one world. We don't have a, you know, federation of planets out there that we're dealing with. So no matter how many assets they seize, they're never going to have enough money to meet the needs.
John, I'm looking at the top seven worst countries. Would you like to report that as of September 2014 by four, the top seven worst countries in terms of debt as a percent of GDP? And you want me to just...
If you could do that, I'm in the middle of coughing right now.
Okay, all right. So the top seven worst countries in debt as a percent of GDP as of September 2014, according to Forbes, Japan. Japan at 227.2%. Greece is at 175%. Italy, 132%. Portugal, 129%. Singapore, 105%. USA, we're in the top seven at 101.5%. Belgium, we're tied with Belgium at 101%. So, according to this post, these countries have ignored their indebtedness and became even more indebted in the 10 years that they've been tracked. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. I'm Vin Finelli. You know, John, I'm looking at this debt-to-GDP ratio, the 10-year trend. Japan got worse, much worse. Greece got much worse. Italy, about a third worse. Portugal, twice as bad. Singapore, a little bit worse. United States, not quite twice as bad in terms of debt. You know, since Barry's been playing golf at our White House, or from our White House, or while supposedly in our White House,
our economy has gotten much worse. Now, some people are looking at the gas prices and thinking that, you know, things are really good because gas prices are good. But that's not the case. I looked at some, during my travels, I looked at some prices in food stores. And food is going up, no question about it. And, John, shortages. I was at a food store last night. And I happened to notice that some of the meats were completely, areas of the meat cooler, completely empty. So I have a feeling that this supply chain risk that we're talking about, that we've been talking about for years, I'm seeing it happening right in front of me. And what you talked about with the International Monetary Fund, according to this article that you've posted, John, the debt, I'm just reading from this post. The debt situation is so dire that in 2013, the International Monetary Fund recommended to indebted governments not just higher taxes, but confiscation of citizens' assets. Confiscation of citizens' assets. Totally unacceptable to me. What I have worked so hard for, and what Mrs. Finelli and the rest of our family and the Reagans, is off limits to theft by the government. What do you think, John?
Well, would you like to know the rest of the story?
Absolutely.
You'll see these types of numbers posted where they talk about debt in terms of GDP. First off, GDP is a made-up number. There's no way you could tax 100% of GDP. The best you could do is tax 100% of income, which is a much lower number, at least 20% less. So that means all these ratios that you're seeing are more. The other problem is when you look at a list like this, you're not comparing the same things. And I talk about this in my book, The Financial State of the Union. When you look at a country like Italy, that includes their unfunded liabilities for social insurance. When you look at the United States, that does not include the unfunded liabilities for social insurance. And just to make sure everybody understands, that's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. When you include that in, using some of the better estimates, because what's in the Social Security trustee report is really based on some overly optimistic numbers. And that's another thing I get into in the book. But basically, $200 trillion is probably the low side, and that's added on to the debt of $20 trillion. So we're talking about $220 trillion. And if you want to divide that by GDP, go ahead. But you'll end up getting a much, much larger number than what you see on this list. And even that is understating things, because that that number, the $200 trillion, that's not what we're going to owe for the unfunded liabilities. That's what we would have to have in the bank today, earning interest at, I believe, 5.8%. And good luck finding investments that will make that right now. And that, with the interest, will be enough to pay those unfunded liabilities. So what you're seeing on that list is much, much, the real situation is much, much worse.
John, this post also says, and I'm quoting it, the IMF recommends that drastic measures are called for, from increasing income and consumption taxes to the direct confiscation of assets in the form of a capital levy, a one-off tax of about 10%, not on the super rich, but on all households with positive net worth, i.e., everyone with retirement savings or home equity. It's absolutely an outrage, John. And I was in the shower this morning, and during the during a couple minutes when I hear this white noise from the high-pressure shower nozzle, I was thinking back to what, you know, that class with Carl Sagan at the university back in the 70s, 1970s. And, you know, one of the questions was, are we alone? And, you know, some people were thinking, what if there are others out there? Boy, that might be pretty frightening. And then the reality was, whoa, wait a minute. It'd be really frightening if we're it, if we were absolutely it. That would be frightening. And that led me to thinking, the next thought I had was, what if our politicians are the best and brightest that we have, rather than the opposite? Wouldn't that be horrible if these people that are doing these things to us are the best we have? If that were the case, we'd be doomed. We'd be absolutely doomed by their incompetence, their deficits, their ignorance, and their greed. That's just to name a few.
I had some similar thoughts looking at the field of candidates that we get to select from this presidential season, and I'm going, if this is the best America has to offer, we're in trouble.
Well, I have to tell you, in my travels, there are people who think that, what was that term you used, the best turd in the bowl?
The U.S. dollar is the largest turd in the toll,
in the bowl.
In the toilet bowl.
I was thinking the candidates, man, oh, man, they kind of resemble that analogy. Well, what's next?
Well, you talked about shortages, and I've got some other articles that discuss the decline in shipping. I was going to, I was hoping to get a post completed this weekend talking about how shipping has not stopped, because there's an item that appeared in Zero Hedge a couple of weeks ago that's kind of making the rounds, that's saying, you know, the worldwide shipping has stopped, all the ships are in port, and that's not what's going on. And hopefully this afternoon I can get this posted. I've got all the references there. But what happened is somebody took a look at a map, and they don't see any ships going out in the ocean. And their assumption was that shipping has stopped. Well, if somebody would take, you know, maybe 5 minutes and go to Wikipedia and research AIS, which is the system that the ships have installed to keep track of them, you'll find out that these free resources of mapping the ships on the internet only show you the ships that are within range of ports, the land-based receivers. And that gets a range of about 40 to 60 nautical miles. So when you look at that map, that's all you see is those ships that are, you know, by the ports. Now, if you're willing to pay money, and it gets to be fairly steep per month, at least from my budget perspective, you can see all the ships from what's being received by satellite. And it also depends on how current you want it to be. I think the most recent you get is like a 6 hour time lag. And if you want to spend the money, you can see where the ships are. I didn't spend the money for it. So yes, shipping is having a problem. We don't need to put bad information out there and say that all shipping has stopped. It has not. And once you know, keep an eye on the Financial State of the Union, you'll see that post, and you can follow along and be able to dispel that with other people that may have gotten the bad information.
Okay. But the Baltic Dry Index is way down, right?
Oh, and it's down again today. It has dropped to 314 now. I just can't believe how low that is. And it's a combination of things. One, especially when you're dealing with these surface ships, when you look at how everybody thought that the economy was going to go great and, you know, China was going to keep on expanding at this, you know, at least 7% rate per year for, you know, perhaps forever, you have to start building those ships quite a bit ahead of time. You can't just go out and build a ship and have it ready in 3 months. When you're dealing with rail cars, those can go probably pretty fast. I imagine rail engines take a bit longer. When you're looking at trucks, you know, those can be manufactured relatively quickly. But when you're talking about the surface ships, no, you can't just replace those immediately. So they end up with an oversupply of ships at the same time demand is tanking. So it's all gone the wrong way, both ways. And that's why the costs are so low.
Sounds like we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Come today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, you know, many years ago, I don't think we ever discussed this. I used to work for a large corporation, and one of our divisions was in the shipbuilding business for the U.S. Navy. And when they build a ship, they start at the fore and the aft, and they meet, you know, in the middle. Kind of like when you're building a brick wall, you start at either end and you work toward the middle. Well, the Navy had so many change orders while the ship was being constructed that as they got closer and closer to the middle of the ship, the deck height was off about 2 feet. It just who's in charge? I mean, is that amazing or what? Building a ship and the deck doesn't meet in the middle because of the number of change orders. And, of course, the government's blaming the contractor, and the contractor saying, you guys would just leave the plans alone for like 3 minutes. We might be able to get this thing done. But then again, the contractors who bid on government jobs love these change orders because they bid low, generally, and then they make the fortunes on these changes. Back to you.
And unfortunately, that's going for airplanes as well. You know, we could spend a show just on the F-35. But rounding out control, I've got a link called Mind Tricks. And this is more from a magic trick point of view, how your brain gets fooled. And there's been shows on TV, both from, you know, the magic side of revealing how magicians do things, to the scientific side showing how your brain works and how your brain gets fooled. And I brought this up for a couple of reasons. One, you know, there's the weaponized side of this where governments and corporations would use these types of things to our disadvantage. But there's another side as well, and that's when it comes to eyewitnesses. And this is part of the reason why eyewitness accounts are inherently unreliable. What we see or what we think we see is not necessarily what happened. We like to believe that if we saw it, that's what's real, at least when we're observing it in real life. You know, obviously, when you're watching something that's on video, there's no telling what manipulation has been done, and they're able to do that in real time even. But when we see, like in the shooting out in San Bernardino, you have eyewitnesses say they saw three white men. Well, you know, yeah, it's certainly a possibility, but just because they were eyewitness doesn't mean that's what they actually saw. So I just wanted to bring that up for all of those reasons.
And John, I haven't really read the complete article, but the headlines say how the CIA deliberately misleads its own employees by spreading false information in internal memos. This is a DailyMail.com article. And it says that the CIA uses a tiered memo system to hide its activities among its own staff, known as eyewash. Bosses pass on misinformation in an initial memo. Then they hand a second memo to a few select with the correct information. And I can't believe it. Can you imagine working for an organization where they mislead you? Can you imagine that? So how do you trust that organization? I guess you can't.
Now, that's why I left the Air Force after 8.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I left banking, because I literally spent time in the president's office, and I heard a term that I had never heard before when I went to study finance and economics for 6 years. And that term was securitization. And back in the 80s, that was a brand new term. It was not in the books that I had read, nor in the classes that I had attended. Securitization was selling a portfolio of debt. Imagine that. Imagine selling debt that your credit card holders owe you, selling that to someone else. And then they cut that up and sell it, and it gets resold and resold. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USAPreparedness.com.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.